This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado Springs police say the suspect in last week's shooting at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, was roommates with one of the victims. Two people were killed in the shooting, which triggered a lockdown at a student housing complex on campus. Police arrested Nicholas Jordan on two counts of first-degree murder yesterday. He's being held on a $5 million bond. His next court appearance is Friday. Rideshare apps would need to provide information about whether a car is accessible for people with disabilities under a bill up for its first hearing at the legislature today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The bill would give apps 4 years to come into compliance. After that, people using the rideshare companies should be able to see if a car has been modified in ways that make it more accessible to people with disabilities. The bill also requires local governments to ensure that going forward, electric vehicle charging stations are accessible to people in wheelchairs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
State lawmakers are considering increasing their own pay. A bill up in committee tomorrow would peg the daily reimbursement rate for lawmakers to a portion of the federal reimbursement rate for its workers. Lawmakers who live in Denver would get 25% of the federal per diem. Lawmakers from the rest of the state would get 90%. The bill also creates an independent commission that would meet regularly to consider pay adjustments for lawmakers and statewide elected officials. CU Boulder has been named a top producer of Fulbright scholars by the U.S. State Department. The recognition is given to the U.S. colleges that produce the highest number of Fulbright applicants in a given year. CU Boulder is number three among doctoral institutions nationally, behind Penn State University and the University of Florida. The Fulbright program allows scholars to teach and conduct research abroad. This is CPR News. Looks like mostly sunny skies for the Front Range today. Metro Denver, slight chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the 60s.